Blog Talk Radio. Put on the whole armor of God. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
The four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Live Yahuwah's Radio, top part of the Sabbath day. We live at Camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We live anywhere. No doubt about it. Yahuwah's Sabbath day is the day the Almighty has made. This is the day he said, I've set this day separated for the children of the book, the children of Israel. Some of the day, Yahuwah be with you all. It's the top part of the Sabbath day. And we're going to come inside the, out of Camp 1 because we got a message already. It'll be a few minutes late. So I will get something going on until that time happens. No doubt about it. Top part of the Sabbath day. Today's Almighty name. We know it's looking good on the international side, but they make it plain, yeah, according to us. Food to us. Latter-day Saints, the WCC, World Council of Churches, and Big New York, Big Kennedy Dolan out of New York. It's yes, dear. You skinny and green, looking good. You take the naughty camp, but remember one thing. We the ones pack this network, and we're going to catch you in something sooner or later. And hold it against you. But as long as we stay in the word of Yahuwah, David made it plain in 17, verse 45, in the name of them four letters, all the big dignitaries going down. No doubt about it. All right, we live top part of the seventh day. We're going inside to find a young man. And maybe you look at Luke chapter 10, verse 19, real chapter. Live. What it says in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, young lion, you on the clock, come on.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. 19
reads,
but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
And you got to believe that. Yahuwah in that same hour. Now we clear problem. All the six anointed counts is clear. How to look at that. John 3:16 and deal with it on that word. He did love the children of Israel. You don't love the children of Israel no more. Because they is wicked as H as we speak. Man got days, he said, look here, Sabbath day is my day, Christmas is my day, it's time to show up. He is contrary to this man, and guess what? It's a blessing of the being contrary, and that blessing, if you don't make a change, ready for the night, especially Southern Kingdom, man will throw you in the bottom of the lake of fire, and everybody contact, and come in contact with you. No doubt about it. Chapter 12, verse 12. What does it say? We can read. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit, shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. So we're going to open up CF Israel. Like I said, again, we should be clear how to look at that love, that ED. You know, I've been one thing, I've been most single-ass girl back in the day. I've seen her one time, I think somewhere downtown. I mean, I want to love that old girl back in the day. You know, now, I loved her. ED, past tense, loved her. That girl once upon a time ago, back in the day. But I was back in the day. Okay, that's what Yahuwah was saying. But he made it plain in Proverbs there, Mother King of Israel, He made a vow standing on the deaf Israel and broke the proverb. You see what he says. That you can read. He says something in Proverbs about this glow love. He's doing it with it. Let's see if we find out what he says in Proverbs, what he says. You believe what he says? Let's see what he says. 7:1, 2, and 17. Proverbs chapter 7, 1, 2, and 17. Top part of the Sabbath day. He's alive everywhere. Maybe he's live on, I don't know if any young life will get us on Facebook and Twitter. We don't know. We'll find out a little bit later. If we live everywhere. Born to know the truth is life. Live everywhere. Sitting on the camp. Making our move and just said Yahweh. But over in the 23rd chapter, verse 47, he asked his right-hand man, Eliezer. He said, hey, do you see what I see? He said, no, who would see number mountains? He said, I'll tell you what, hold on. Let me ask my son that one day he's going to be calling him the astronomical man. Ismael. Hey, Ismael, what you see? He said, I see the same thing your right-hand man sees. Mountains. He said, y'all just stay back with the angels. We know you're not accepted. That's the bottom line. If you don't see what we see, we see north, south, east, west, baking. Once you get all the way baking on both, all four sides, Yahweh is going to ask the question. He was going to see it. And you see, yes. Now you go and find out in them congregations on the camp that they see. Do they see anything? If they don't see nothing, take note of that. Take note of that. But one day you see the vision, And what it says in Proverbs about that vision? Hold on, help me out there, Mother Dear Israel. What is it about that vision? See, you got to watch the victim on the camera real carefully. And you got to see what they see. They ain't making no move. They're quiet. They got their hands sitting up under their hands. Okay, good. So what do Yahweh say? That we can ring in the book of Proverbs there. I'm kind of struggling right now. It talks about something, and you can help me out there, Mother Dear Israel. And I'll tell you what, maybe the reason why I'm kind of struggling, maybe I need to say it, Mother Dear Israel, tribe of God, Judah, one of the mothers, Dear Israel. Not by Dear Israel.
Yahweh bless you,
Seer
Israel of
Seroah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe go open it in our address, Mother D. F. Israel. All right. Proverbs 28:29-18 says what?
Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision,
yes.
The people perish.
Where if there is no vision, the people perish.
But
he
that keepeth Torah instruction,
okay.
Happy is he.
Happy if you keep the Torah instruction. The Torah instruction is the key to see, right? If you ain't keeping it, you're not allowed to see what you see. You see everything is going to be wide open. Then Yahweh is going to deal big time. This is going to be the talk that can take us to the kingdom. Mark my words. The seer has spoken. This is going to take us to where we got to get to get us a Matthew 25:21. No, DF is there, what it says. To get us a Matthew 25:21. What are we looking for? Out of this whole deal, what are we looking for?
Matthew 25:21,
what does it say?
Matthew 25:21.
Mm-hmm.
His Yahweh said unto him,
what is that?
Well done.
Well done.
Thou good and faithful servant.
Good and faithful servant. Now, what made him a good and faithful servant? Romans 7:10-12. Romans 7:10-12. What made him a good and faithful servant? Because somebody might actually, you might walk on somebody and say, hey, let's do a revival. Okay, you're good now. If you're good, that means you know about Romans 7:1-10-12. What does it say? Romans 7:1-10-12. What does it say?
Romans chapter 7:1-10-12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
What does it say?
Now, know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know Torah instruction.
So, the book of Romans is about who?
Brethren.
Them that what?
Know Torah instruction.
Oh. So, he said, I see the crowd out here, but I'm thinking to them that know what?
Torah instruction. Instructions which was ordained to life.
And the Torah instructions, the first five books of the last year,
ordained to life.
Life, glory.
I found to be unto death.
The Torah instructions take you all the way to what?
Death.
Death, glory.
Verse 12. Wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteous.
The Torah instruction is righteous.
And the Torah instructions righteous and just and good.
Oh, so when we read 21:25, he said, my good and faithful servant, what was that servant doing?
Torah instruction.
Keeping the first five books. That would make you good, faithful, keeping the first five books. Now, preach that to the book of James 5:23, 5:21, precept that to James. Now, what do you say? You know what I want out of James. I want the precept of that 25:21. You know what I want in James. What I want in James, that know the world in them. James chapter 5:20. We want to give the James 5:20. Is that what I want? Mother, do you have this one?
James 5:20.
James chapter 5, verse 20. Yes, ma'am. What are we going out of James
5:20? Let him know that...
Well, hold on. Your mind, Lord, just put 19 with it. So let's put 19 with it. You'll be working with it.
James chapter 5, verse 19.
Brother.
If any of you do err from the truth,
from what?
From the truth, and one convert him,
and you convert him from the truth. Excellent. Go ahead.
Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
Let him know that he which converts the sinner.
If you convert a sinner
from the errors of his ways.
If you convert a sinner on the error of his or her ways, go ahead.
Shall save a soul from death.
And once you save a soul from death.
And shall hide a multitude of sins.
And I need all I can get, because I know I can get low down in a minute. See, I know I can get low down in a minute, but I look at them verses right there and say, listen here. If you have somebody along the way, then you have a bargain chip in the back of your pocket when the man sets you down. So if you ain't got no bargain chip, you ain't showed nobody no dust, edge, jaguar, you ain't showed nobody but the definition of love and love is. Oh, I love that girl right there. That means that's on time right now. But if you love that girl once upon a time ago, that was already in the past. Now, why you do you love him for children of Israel? He don't love you now. Because he can't recognize you now. Because he can't recognize you. You don't put no time in on your night clothes throwing fringes on. Don't you know, even if you put fringes on your night clothes, you got the blessing of Yahweh with you even more? You supposed to have fringes even on your nighty night. What you got on that fringes? Put some fringes on that old male. it might give a ticket like a donkey. You never know. So come on. The president is the king. Remember, the prince was a reminder. If I kept a man for not having his friends at home. Now, he didn't have a friend at home, but I killed him anyway for doing things contrary to himself. Then I said, well, I'm going to give him something to remind the children of Israel about it. Every time you do something wickedness, the prison is not only a threshold, but it is a reminder, God shall know. God shall know. That's what the prison is about. God shall know. Because this thing is not going to be the way we think it is, called Micaiah. It's of Micaiah. Tribe of God, God, Judah. It's not going to be the way we think it's going to be. So, Son of Micaiah, look at the fourth chapter of the book of Zechariah. Come back to Proverbs in a minute. But Zechariah 4, we got to be clear how this thing is going to be. See, we have to know. We must know how this thing is going to be in 4, verse 6 of Proverbs. I mean, Zechariah. We got to be knowing what's going to happen. What's going to happen?
Look at Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Then he answered and spake unto me, saying,
what do you say?
This is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel.
This is the word that is to Zerubbabel. This is the word I want Zerubbabel. He is the man of the hour at the time. He the one going to take it further. So this is the word to Zerubbabel. What does it say?
Saying.
What?
Not by might.
Not by might.
Nor by power.
Not by power.
But by my spirit.
But by my spirit.
Says Yahweh of hosts.
Says Yahweh of hosts. This is how I'm going to get ready. So tell you something. You see all the green people camps out there all around. The main streets. So look, it ain't go down that way. It's going to go down by his spirit. That's how it's going to go down, see, Ray. So, I mean, that's a good thing. All the grizzly camps out there doing their thing. And one thing, and we go to competition coming, they're going to come eyeball to 6 in the morning camp. But I'm trying to get you ready. Let you know one thing. It's not going to be by my might. By might, you can see them everywhere. Purple and gold, everywhere. Because we read all the way in Revelation. Yahweh got a date with the purple people in time to come. It's maybe when you swirl, when y'all get bothered with me in the mind, look at who's birthday right here. When it's all said and done, Yahweh can grab anybody got purple and throw them in the bottom of the surprise. Now, what you do? You look at your own child, right? You know what I mean? So, we got to do something. To really understand is that you must do something. In 1 Corinthians 15:31, we got to do something. What we got to do in the green room, young man? In 1 Corinthians 15:31, what we got to do to change this world that we need right now?
So the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse
31.
Oh, I'm in the wrong spot. Going over to 1 Corinthians.
Chapter 15, verse 31. What we got to do, what do the 6 anointed camps must do? See, this ministry is focused in on the 6 anointed camps. But until they finally understand, you've got to get off of your hands holding the bottom part of the seat up. And you got to roll your sleeves up and identify yourself as one that can dump your Bible on any shape or time. You got to be able to do it. And we will give y'all a tune. But he made a point about these tunes. So what he said, mother, the one like you did a 37-1-2-4-4. That's how the spirit operates. Let's see if he said he did a 37-1-2-4-4. Mother, what did he say? You're talking about the 6 anointed camp. This one is talking about the 6 anointed camp right now in Ezekiel 37:1-4.
Ezekiel 37.
1-4.
1-4.
What does it say?
The hand of Yahweh was upon me.
And the hand of Yahweh is on those fields. The hand of Yahweh is on those fields.
and carry me out in the spirit.
And what?
In the spirit of.
I need to break down the spirit. What was he working with on the Italian? Psalm 40, verse 8. What was he working? Cast me away in the spirit. See, I don't want the national audience or no one thinking that some thing at you all flying around and all that. He asked you in the spirit. What are you talking about that we can read? Psalm 40, verse 8.
The book of Psalms. Chapter 40, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, I delight to do your will, O my Yahuwah.
Yes.
Yes. Your law is within my mind.
Your law is in my mind. Go to Isaiah 40, verse 8. He says, the law is in my mind. The law is in my mind. That's the great thing. The law is in my mind. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the law is in my mind.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 8 reads, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of Yahuwah shall stand forever.
The word of Yahuwah will stand forever. That's what's going to stand, the word. He has Ezekiel in his word. Proverbs 1, 22, 23, break it. Proverbs chapter 1, 22, 23, of Micaiah, young lion. What does it say?
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23
reads,
turn you and my reproof.
Yes.
Behold,
what?
I will pour out my spirit unto you.
I will pour out my spirit unto you.
I will make known my words unto you.
I will make known my words unto you. That's the spirit that he got Ezekiel in. Ezekiel is sitting here with the words. And let's get some of the words here among the people of Israel. 37 verse 1 again. Let's get some of these words he's getting ready here. Come on.
Ezekiel. Chapter 37, verses 1 to 4.
Yes.
Verse 1. The hand of Yahuwah was upon me.
Yes.
And carried me out in the spirit of Yahuwah.
Yes.
And set me down in the midst of the valley,
uh-huh.
which was full of bones.
Full of bones.
Verse 2. And caused me to pass by them round about.
Caused me to pass by them round about.
And behold, there were very many.
There were many of them. It was so many that the young lions, they seen many dry bones all around the camp. Clothing, many of them. Mm-hmm.
In the open valley.
And it was in the open valley.
And lo, they were very dry.
But they were what?
Very dry.
Very dry, because they don't know. Lord God and Jesus. By pronouncing them, and Christ will get you down in the bottom of the living fire. Mm-hmm. You just don't know that. Mm-hmm. That the word Christ came from Christo, mm-hmm. pointing toward the anointed, but the anointed made it plain in 5:43 what he did there, Brother Micaiah. See, the anointed, hold that point, not a dear Israel. See, we can entertain the best of them through the Spirit of Yahuwah. See, this is where that word is kicked off from this word right here, Psalm chapter 2. Let me show you where that word trickled down from. Psalm chapter 2, Peter verse 1. Psalm 2, 1. Let me show you how that word came into existence. Where they put this word from, period.
Psalm chapter 2, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Why do the nations rage?
He said, why do the heathen, all these nations, why are they rage?
And the people imagine a vain thing.
And the people, these 17 nations, they imagine a vain thing. Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. The king of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together.
Together.
Against Yahuwah.
Oh, the Yahuwah is Yahuwah the Father. They take counsel words, Crystal came from the anointed to get to Christ. That's how that word came into existence. What they saying is anointed, but why don't you just say anointed and stop coming around the word called Christ, because Christ came from Crystal. Christ came from Crystal. That's where Christ came from. So when you use the word Christ, that's the Greek word meaning Crystal. But it's talking about the anointed one, the Son. But the Son made it plain in 5:43 of St. John, Mother Gia of Israel. He made it plain in 5:43 of St. John. What do you say?
Okay.
St. John, chapter 5, verse 43. He made it plain in 5:43. He made it plain. What did he say in 5:43 of Living Room?
St. John, chapter 5, verse 43.
Listen good.
I am come in my Father's name.
But when I came in whose name?
My Father's name.
I came in my Father's name. So his Father's name is not Christ. Mm-hmm. His Father's name is not Christo. Mm-hmm. The anointed is a title for 5:43. I came in my Father's name. And what he said out the name in 1:16:13 of from their mother, Eve, Israel. What he says in 1:16:13 of Psalms about the name. What he says in the ring? 1:16, Yahweh be the mother, mother Eve, mother Eve. You know what I mean? Teacher, Elder Yahda, Elder Yahda. We're getting ready, we're getting warmed up. That's a good thing.
Psalms 116, verse 13.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I will take the cup of salvation.
I will take the cup of salvation.
And call upon the name of Yahweh.
I will call upon the name of Yahweh. How many letters that mother three out there, brother?
Four letters.
What is it?
YHWH.
So when we go to Acts 4, 11, 12 from Micaiah, can you hear me out in Acts chapter 4, verse 11 and 12? Can you help those see out? Can you help those see out in 4, verse 11 and 12?
Back. All right. Chapter 4, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 read. This is the stone which was set in naught.
This is the stone that was set at naught, the stone, hold that point right there, but we can't put a mark in that, the stone that was set at naught. Who is this stone we talking about? Let's go to 2 verse 40, the book of Daniel. Who is this stone that was set at naught? I mean, you look at this stone is to you is nothing. This stone to you is nothing. Daniel, chapter 2, verse 40. The stone you talk about, you look at this stone to you ain't about nothing to you. Because if you're not in a hurry to keep God for our Sabbath day, this stone to you ain't about nothing to you. That means you got something stronger than the stone with the builder just allowed. Huh? That's what's going on here. We go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 40. What's the stone going to do?
Look at Daniel chapter 2, verse 40.
What a room.
And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron.
Yes, it is.
For as much as iron breaketh in pieces,
yes, sir,
and subdue all things,
what a room,
and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise.
Good.
41. And whereas you saw the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron.
The strength of the iron.
For as much as you saw it, the iron mixed with Mary clay.
Put down the verse 44. What does it say?
44.
What a room.
And in the days of these kings.
In the days of these kings.
Still, Yahweh of heaven,
yes,
set up a kingdom.
Set up a kingdom.
Which shall never be destroyed.
Never gonna be destroyed. Glory.
And the kingdom shall not be left to other people.
Excellent. kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Where they in a heart of call, what they call it, Nazareth. The heart of the area over here, what's there in the world? That's where it's going to be set up. The fatal blow will be coming from this area by the hand of Yahweh. Verse 45, listen good.
45. What a room. Again, 44. It just stands forever. 45.
What?
For as much as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hand.
What do you mean? What do you mean by it was cut out of the mountain without hand? That means man have no dealing with this man who came through no Joseph. This man was made without hand. The Father was the one put this stone together. The Father, this is the Father who did this stone. He was cut out without hand breathing.
And that it breaks in pieces.
And it's going to break the pieces of that iron kingdom.
The brass.
The brass kingdom.
The clay.
The clay kingdom.
The silver.
The silver kingdom.
And the gold.
The gold kingdom.
The great Yahweh.
The great Yahweh.
And man known.
What it means.
What shall come to pass.
Uh-huh. Great.
In a dream is certain.
Great.
In interpretation thereof sure.
So now what the big dignitary is going to do though? Larry Franks and WCC and 6 Dolan out of New York. What are they going to do in verse 46?
26, 3.
One room.
Then you key.
What?
Never been asked.
What?
Fell upon his face.
What did he do?
Fell upon his face.
And done what?
And worship Daniel.
That's not going to happen. He'll worship 6 anointed candles. That's why we're doing everything we can to get you prepared to understand. Love and love is two different words. Oh, I love that girl I'm talking about now. But I loved that girl until my long time ago. A little while ago. He's loving me. He's like, he don't love you no more. You know why he ain't love you no more? Come on back and over there, Israel. To find out why he don't love you no more in Proverbs now. Maybe it's Proverbs now. Not even a problem. So I always get back to my Proverbs 8:1-2 and what? You know, I know you got it written down already.
And I'm going to write it.
One, two, seven. And what have you got? Seven, one, two, and you have three.
All right,
bring it. But what you got to read now? Go ahead and read.
Which one I'm supposed to read?
1, 2, and 7. Chapter 7, 1, 2, and 17.
Okay. Proverbs, chapter 7.
Well, hold that point. Give you 1, 2, and just go to 8:17. Proverbs, chapter 7, 1, 2, and 17 in the 8th chapter. Matter of fact, the 8th chapter is my home run, but get 1 or 2 get warmed up in 7 chapters.
Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1 and 2.
What are we?
My son.
My son.
Keep my word.
Keep my word.
And lay up my Torah instruction with you.
Yeah.
Verse 2.
Why?
Keep my Torah instruction.
Keep my Torah instruction. Why?
And live.
And do what?
And live.
What are we reading?
And my Torah instruction has...
The what?
As the apple of thine eye.
Apple of thy eye. Torah instruction. See, right? You got to keep the Torah instruction because it's the what? Apple of thy eye. 8:17, Brandon.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17.
Listen good.
I love them that love me.
Uh-huh.
And those that seek me early shall find me.
So now you know that. That if he loves the world, he loves them that love him. Now, how do you love them keeping Sunday and wearing gay clothes? You don't love him. You keeping Sunday and you wearing the gay clothes. You don't have no friends. So how do you love Yahweh to get your dress code fringes? So you don't love him. You love him with your mouth. You join him with your mouth. But you far away from Yahweh because how you love Yahweh. Then you do what Yahweh say.
Mm-hmm.
He said, every Sabbath in the 24th chapter, verse 28, you sit there going before him. You're supposed to be breaking out. Get the one who sits on the camp and get in with big ears and with little mouth. Come back to Ezekiel, and when you read, I put you in Ezekiel 37.
Mm-hmm. I read verse 2.
All right, come on back to verse 2 again. Ezekiel 37, verse 2, what does it say?
I'm
going
back to the
act.
I'm going back to the next.
Whatever I got next,
we'll
pick it up next.
Ezekiel chapter 37,
uh-huh.
verse 2 to 4.
2 to 4. Read verse 2.
Verse 2.
What it read?
And caused me to pass by them.
Now, this name, even now, who the them was the children of the book. Correct?
Round about.
Yes.
And behold, there were very many.
It was many of them. That's why I know you read that verse already, because we talked about young lives. That, you know, I think the purple game, it was many of them. I said, yeah, well, that's good. Many of them, let them see their revelation. They said, the many going to, and when that purple going to get you thrown in the bottle, you'll make a buy. We're in Revelation. So that will happen to you then. You might break away and ask you, where you going? With that royal blue or with the garments on you got on. Go in your room.
In the open valleys.
Go ahead.
And lo, they were very dry.
Very dry bones.
Verse 3.
What?
And he said unto me.
What did he say?
Son of man.
Amen.
Can these bones live?
Can these bones live?
And I answered. Oh, Yahweh. Thou knowest.
Only one knows who?
Yahweh. Verse 4.
Right.
Again, he said unto me.
What did he tell me?
Prophesy upon these bones.
Right.
And say unto them.
What did he say to the bones?
Oh, you dry bones. Hear the word of Yahweh.
Only thing going to have these dry bones to live again, they got to have what?
The word of Yahweh.
They got to hear the word of Yahweh. Now, Marlene, who did he draw bones in verse number 11? 11 down to verse 13. Mother, who is these bones he talking about? What they mean is a big metaphor of the word of Yahweh. Marlene, in Ezekiel 37, in 11 down to 13, who did he draw bones? Yes, ma'am.
Then he said unto me,
what did he
say to me?
Yes.
These bones are the whole family of Israel.
Behold, they say,
right. Our
bones are dry. And what they say to themselves in their mind, we is done. We is dry. Pray. You said,
our hope.
We got no hope. You think we have to be American, Negro, colored, and moral, and super colored. Go ahead.
We are cut off, but our
part. We have no knowledge of our part. Go ahead.
Verse 12.
Right.
Therefore prophesy.
And say to the children of Israel. Children of the book.
Thus said Yahweh.
Behold,
O my people
Israel,
I will open your grave.
He said, I'm going to open your grave.
And cause
you to come up out of your grave. And I'm going to cause you to come up out of your grave.
And bring you unto the land of Israel.
And where are you going to? Where?
The land of Israel.
You mean I ain't going to Paris? Mm-hmm. London? France? Mm-hmm. I'm going where? Land of Israel. Hold that thought. Why are we going to the land of Israel, Mother Dean? 426 of the book of Galatians. Why are we going to the land of Israel? Mother Dean, can you help the old seer out? Can you tell the old seer why are we going to the land of Israel in Galatians 426 there? Mother Dean, help the old seer out. What you got there? Come on. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 26.
Yes.
But Yah Judah, which is above, is free, which is the mother of all land.
So, mother.
Is the mother of us all.
So, mother, what is our mother name? According to that first mother. What is our mother name? According to that verse, you just read.
Yeah, not Judah.
So what is our mother name that name?
Above all.
According to that verse, what is our mother land at?
Our mother land is
where? According to that verse.
Above all. And where is it located at, Moses? In that verse.
And
Ezekiel 5:5 tells us how to get there. Where is it at, Moses? Where is Yahdajud at? Can you go in Ezekiel 5:5 and tell us, in just case you don't know, where is that at? Can you go into Ezekiel 5:5 and tell us where is our motherland at? Ezekiel 5:5. Chapter 5, verse 5. Where is our motherland at?
Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Thus says
Yahweh. Yes.
This is
Yahweh Judah.
Of the nation.
Well, where's our land at?
In the middle of the nation.
In the middle of the world. So you want to know where we located at? You just find out where the middle of the world is, and that's where we located at. That's our homeland. We really the middle. We surround everything. So now you know even how to get there. You say, well, how do I get there? Well, go find the middle. Let's get in the middle. You have. If you get in the middle of the earth, you there. That is our homeland, Yahdajud. The center capital of the world is our motherland. Our motherland ain't no global Africa. Our motherland rests in Ezekiel 5:5. We is the center of them all. So now, you know, we got to get this right, Kick the Morning Cast. You know, we got to tell a story. Y'all were all waiting on us to tell the story, but we got to do something about this world. Moses, we got to do something about this world in the 15th chapter, verse 31. Something we got to do in 1 Corinthians 15:31 about this world. We got to look at this world real carefully and look at the Bible at the same time. And we got to be in 1 Corinthians 15:31 that Moses. We must be in 1 Corinthians 15:31. What do you say?
1 Corinthians 15:31.
Only way we're going to make it. Do what we got to do.
1 Corinthians 15:31.
Right. Somebody help
Moses
here? What did
you say?
15:31.
1 Corinthians 15:31. I protest
by your.
Yeah, wow.
Sabbath day, you ain't got no questions on. You got to say, whatever I do, I'll see you later. You're not back away from that. I'm telling you. Yahweh will make his move when you mortify the thrust. Mortify the thrust. The connection is the fringes, keeping the Sabbath day, feast day, just as Yahweh. That's what you have to, you got to mortify the rust.
Unclean.
My ever
inordinate.
Yes. Hell,
know that Yahweh is going to bring him in and let him take it all away and get to the young mind when he knows it's true before him. So when you meet the elder, loud voice, you say, Elder, Yahweh Israel, child of God, God, Judah. Shout by people that have seen you running.
Well, bless you, see Israel. I see you running.
Last week we went over that about and then
Lord is just putting their hand on your forehead and shaking you up and down, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just said, hold that point, Mother Dia. Let's go to the book of Acts. Let's see what are you really saying there, Mother Dia, if I can pull it out there. Same in the Acts. Let's just see if I can run it down, Mother Dia. Acts chapter 19. That's the one I'm looking for. Acts chapter 19. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. Let's read a little bit of this. Acts chapter 19, verse 1. Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass that while Apollos and was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples.
Yes, sir.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
He said unto them, have you received the righteous spirit?
Wait.
Since you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any righteous spirit.
Yeah, we ain't heard nothing about this righteous spirit. What were the instructions he left for us to follow Mother Lee?
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. If not, a precept must be upon precept.
So he said a precept must be upon precept.
Precept upon precept.
Yes, ma'am.
Line up on line.
Line upon line.
Line up on line.
Yes, ma'am.
Here a little and there a little.
They said precept must be upon precept, right?
Right.
Line upon line. Here a little and there a little.
That's right.
Let's see if they follow the instructions, Brother Messiah. How you in line for the time that you got to do? Let's go to the book of Hebrews, the word Hebrew, chapter 9, verse number 19. Let's see if they follow the instructions here, Brother Makai.
Okay. Going over to the book of Hebrew, chapter 9, verse 19.
Yes, sir.
19 read.
What it read?
But when Moses had spoken every precept.
So you mean Moses dealt with what?
Spoken every precept.
With the precept,
to all the people.
According to what?
According to the law.
According to the first five books. The only one coming off the top of his dome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to the first five books, Moses put it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
He took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people.
Moses did this according to the precept of the Torah instruction of Yahuwah. Let's see that, what is this righteous spirit that they passing down here? Let's see where you put a nail on the coffin. What is this righteous spirit that they full of, Mother Dia? Let's do the book of Acts chapter 7, 51 and verse number 53. What really is this righteous spirit? But you know, all my life they said they full of the Holy Ghost. Let's see what Yahuwah said this Holy Ghost is, Mother Dia. Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 53. What is the righteous spirit?
The Holy Ghost.
Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and verse 53.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 51.
Mm-hmm.
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in mind. And ears.
So it started right out. Then you know exactly what type of state of mind this people is, right?
Yeah.
So you stiff that and I'm circumcised in mind and ears. What about it?
You do always resist the right spirit.
Mm-hmm.
As your father did, so do you.
Well, he said you always resist this right spirit. I want that for Mother Jesus, from the Jeremiah chapter 8. Let's see if we get an example on the table. The chapter 1 talks about how we always resist the righteous spirit. Let's see what he says concerning the matter in Jeremiah chapter 8. Let's take another verse number 8 and 9. Let's just get to the matter at hand, Mother, so we can move on down the road.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8.
Corinthians chapter 8. I don't see what I'm looking for.
we can just feed something and get that mercy. 1 Corinthians 8:9.
Verse 9 reads.
What do you mean?
For you know the grace of Yahweh, son, that through he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor.
Yes, sir.
And you through his poverty might be rich.
Hey, that sounds good, but hey, well, I'm gonna leave it alone. I get back there. I could be some daggers, 2:18, and I get back there. Well, let's run to the book of 3:8-10, that I'm gonna say you must preach up, right? Now, let's see if Paul laid down the same concept. Brother Makai Israel in the book of 1 Corinthians. That's if Paul reiterated that thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And let's keep at 12-14. Let's see how Paul made that precept must be on praise precept. Now that Paul line, he did it in dead list. Let's see if he reiterated that understanding, Brother Makai Israel, young lion. Cloud the young guy Jew. Let's see if Paul reiterated that concept.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 down to 14.
Yes, sir.
Verse 12 reads.
Read.
Have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Yahuwah.
He says we receive not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is of Yahuwah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahuwah.
You might know the things that are freely given us. I like that word like that. That to reiterate us of Yahuwah. Verse 13. Come on.
Verse 13.
Yes, sir.
Which things also we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the words which man's wisdom teaches.
Good.
But which the righteous spirit teaches.
Doing what?
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
So we had a precept, right? I had a Paul line, here, little, and there, little. That's what Paul's saying right here.
Mm-hmm.
We compare spiritual things with spiritual things. Now let's see if we can break that down, Mother Gia. What are these spiritual things that he referred to in the book of St. John 6:63? What are these spiritual things he said you got to compare?
St.
John
6:63,
Mother T.F. Israel, will see you.
St. John
6:63. Yes, ma'am.
It is the spirit that quickens.
It is the spirit that quickens.
The flesh profits nothing.
The flesh profited nothing, Maria.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
So he compared a piece of the Yahuwah word here a little. He compared there a little. What he's talking about right here in 1 Corinthians 2. Verse number 14, what did he say, Brother Micaiah, young lion?
Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
Verse 14 reads.
What do you read?
But the natural man receiving not the things of the spirit of Yahuwah.
He said, but that natural man, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that guy you used to be. We used to be, and we put it right. It could be in the mix, because I used to be. The Paul said, I was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I was cheap. I ran the show, Breaking Yahuwah's Curse.
Hallelujah.
Well, let me get a little bit of the sin about these carriers. Let's go to the book of, Second Kings, Mother E. Let's see if we can pick up these carriers. There's a whole lot of teaching out there about you being beamed up, Scotty. We're going to take a good look at it and see how did you come up with that concept. I'm looking for it, and I tell you the truth. I can't see it. What's wrong with me? Well, let's write to 2 Kings chapter 2. Well, the Israel will see you right. Let's see what's going on here. It's 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's see that verse number 9. 9 through 11. They said 9 through 12. Mother, Israel will see you work.
And he rebuked and
is reproved will flame of fire.
Verse 16, what did he say?
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
For by fire and by his sword will the Yahweh will flood and the flame and the flame of the Yahweh shall be many.
He's coming with fire and he's coming with the chariots, right? Now we need to be clear about what Yahweh is talking about here, right? He's coming with fire and with his chariots. Let's write through the book of 1 Thessalonians. Jump from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let's think of that 15 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 15 through 18. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you running. So Elijah was caught up by a whirlwind, right? And Elisha said, behold the chariot of Yahweh, right? Let's look at that. 1 Thessalonians 4, 15 to 18. Of Micaiah Israel, the Hebrew.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 down to 18.
Yes, sir.
15 read. For this we say unto you,
mm-hmm.
by the word of Yahuwah,
that
we which are alive and remain unto the coming of Yahuwah shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Verse 16. Yes, sir.
For Yahuwah himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
So Yahuwah will descend from heaven with a shout.
With the voice of the archangel.
Go ahead.
And with the trumpet of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
And the dead in Yahuwah the Son shall rise first.
So the dead in Yahuwah the Son is going to be the first one to get beamed up, right? Verse 17, what do you say?
Verse 17.
Yes, sir.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
In the what?
In the clouds.
Where we are.
To meet Yahuwah in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so shall we ever be with Yahuwah.
He said we're
going to
be caught up in the clouds, right? So forever we're going to be with Yahuwah, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, let's come back to that King, our mother, yeah. 2 Kings chapter 6. And then we get some more of this good stuff on the thing. 2 Kings chapter 6. Now, Elisha, he already has seen what happened to Elijah, right? But he knew what time it was. Let's see how he described what he seen. The book of 2 Kings 6, 15 through 18. Mother dear Israel, of see you right. The book of 2 Kings chapter 6, 15 through 18. How did he describe what he was looking at, Mother dear Israel, of see you right?
2 Kings, chapter 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
And when the servant of the man of Yahuwah was risen early
mm-hmm.
and gone forth,
yes, ma'am.
Behold, and told him past the city about
mm-hmm.
with horses and chariots.
With horses and chariots.
And his servant said unto him, all this, my master.
Alive, my master, go ahead.
How shall we do?
How shall we do? Go ahead.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And he answered, fear not,
mm-hmm.
for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Verse 17. Mm-hmm.
And Elisha prayed and said, Yahuwah, I pray you, open his eyes, that he might see. And Yahuwah opened the eyes of the young man.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses mm-hmm. and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
He says the mountain was full of horses and chariots round about Elisha. So Yahuwah, chariots, right?
Yeah.
They say that these UFO is what they teach. Mother Eve. Let's go back to the old book. See what they was working with. So he said you got to use a Torah instruction and a testimony.
Yes.
So let's see if we can teach this Moses teaching the chariot.
Mm-hmm.
Was he looking at something?
Yeah.
There was some fire.
And whatever.
The
Chinese
fire.
Yeah.
In the book of Exodus 13. That's right. We have verse number 20 to 22. Let's see if we can pinpoint what they're looking at, brother. Exodus chapter 13. 20 through 22. Mother Israel is seeing you running.
Exodus chapter
13. Yes, ma'am.
Exodus chapter 13. And they took that gun from
Is there a UFO that Yahweh is dealing similarly to Raver?
The book of Psalms, chapter 91, verses 1 through 11.
Yes, sir.
And verse 14.
What did he say?
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
He that dwelleth in a secret place of the Most High Yahweh shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Verse number 5 through 11, what do you say?
Verse 5.
Yes, sir.
You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, but for the arrow that flies by day.
So you're going to be being there, right? Verse number 6, what do you say?
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness.
Go ahead.
Nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday.
Verse 7, what do you say?
7.
Uh-huh.
1,000 shall fall at your side.
Good.
And 10,000 at your right hand.
Good.
But it shall not come nigh thee.
You say 1,000 will fall at your side. 10,000 at your right hand. But it's not going to come near you. So you're going to be beamed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, what do you say?
Verse 8.
Yeah.
Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Come on, Beth.
Verse 9.
Yes, sir.
Because you have made Yahweh, which is my refuge, the Most High Yahweh, your habitation.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. There shall no evil befall you.
Great.
Neither shall any plague come now near you, your dwelling.
You're going to be in there. You have hope, right? Verse
11,
what
did
he say?
Verse 11.
Yes, sir.
For he shall give his angels.
Hold on, he's gonna do what?
For he shall give his angels.
What?
Charge over you.
Go ahead.
To keep you in all your ways.
You mean to tell me that these angels, they could be mistaken for a chair and some fire.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. You can read that, Mother dear. If these angels could constituted as cherry. Watch in the book of Psalm 68. What do you have Israel see you right?
That's great.
Psalm 68, let's look at verse number 17 through 19. Let's see if we can put these two words together. Angel and chariot. We want to put them together.
That's
Psalm 68. Verse 17 through 19. We need to put these two words together, Mother Israel. Psalm 68,
17 through 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
The chariots of Yahweh are 20,000 and even thousands.
So he said the chariots of Yahweh is 20,000. Even thousands of what?
Angels.
Angels. Young brothers, What did he say to him?
Verse 52. And Pharaoh said, Yahweh, the Son of the Men.
What did he say?
Put up again thy sword unto his place. For all they that take thee forth shall perish with the sword.
But he said, all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Go ahead, me out.
Verse 53. Thank you, God, that I cannot stand praise. My father.
You better think yourself that I cannot now pray to my father and he gonna send me you up old. Is that right, bud?
And he shall presently give me more than 12 inches of pain.
So he said that what's gonna take chance of sending with these 12 legions of angels, right?
Yeah.
So if you UFO, they showed up on the scene. So 12 legions is 72,000. That's what it comes up to. About 72,000. Let's go back to that Psalm 58, verse number 17. And I'm going to let that little young lion take over. But I just wanted to bring out two just to deal with these chariots of Yahweh.
That's right.
To show you that who's going to stand up for you is Michael.
That's right.
And who's going to stand up for you?
That's right.
Psalm 58, verse number 17, Mother of Israel.
Psalm 68, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
The chariots of Yahweh are 20,000.
The chariots of Yahweh are 20,000. Go ahead.
Even thousands of angels.
Go ahead.
Yahweh is among them.
And then
the righteous place.
Verse 18, what do you
verse
say?
Verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high.
Wait.
Thou hast laid captive.
Thou laid captivity captive. Wait.
Thou hast received gifts for men.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, for the rebellious.
For the rebellious?
Also.
Wait.
That Yahweh might dwell among them.
Verse number 19, what do you say?
Verse 19.
Uh-huh.
Blessed be Yahweh.
Blessed be Yahweh.
Who daily loadeth us with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Even Yahweh of our salvation.
Hallelujah. So he says that chariots of Yahweh are even thousands of angels.
Hallelujah.
Let's see what we can put the icing on the cake, Mother Lee. In the book of Matthew, who is Yahweh going to send to rescue those that are keepers of his Torah and instructions, right? Matthew chapter 24, 29 to 31. Who is going to dispatch Mother Lee Israel? And Matthew 24, 29 to 31. Who is Yahweh going to dispatch? Is he going to dispatch the UFO Mother Lee? Or is he going to dispatch these chariots, which are angels? Matthew 24, 29 to 31. Mother Z Israel is seen right. Matthew 24, 29 to 31.
Matthew 24, verse 29 to 31.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 29.
Immediately.
Immediately after the tribulation,
what about?
Those days shall the sun be dark and the moon shall not give her light.
Wait.
And the stars shall fall from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of the heavens shall be shaken.
Verse number 30, come on.
Verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
And then shall appear the signs of the Son of Man in heaven.
Then shall you see the Son in heaven, go ahead.
And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. From heaven,
go ahead with what?
With power and great
great honor, great glory, just greatness. Verse 31, what are you going to do?
Verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall send his angels.
Well, he's going to send the UFO, huh? He's sending his angels, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
With a great sound of a trumpet.
Go ahead.
And they shall
gather
his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other.
So the one that's going to be beating you up.
That's right. Chapter 4, verses 6 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6 reads,
about the blood were 4 feet, 4 eyes before and behind.
We had 4 feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was 4 eyes before and behind.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, come on.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the first beast was like a lion.
Wait.
And the second beast like a calf.
Uh-huh.
And the third beast had a face as a man.
Wait.
And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle.
You mean he beat him? they
describe
and they can get up and go just like United.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy.
So what you be seeing
pimping
around ain't no UFO.
That's right.
It's the spirit of
Yahweh,
right?
Mm-hmm. Peeping
on the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number 8.
Verse 8. And the fourth beast had each
of
them 6 wings.
Go ahead.
About him.
Huh?
And they were full of eyes within.
Go ahead.
And they rest not day and night, saying,
saying what?
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Which was,
which
and
was,
is,
and
is to come.
So we know which Yahweh is to come, right? Let's see how he's going to come, Molly. One more and I'm out. How's he going to show up on the scene, Molly, in Revelation 1, verse 7? How's he going to show up? Revelation 1, verse
7,
Molly. Revelation 1, verse 7.
Revelation
1, verse 7. Mm-hmm.
Behold, he comes with the cloud.
Behold, he comes with
the
cloud.
And every eye.
Every eye. It's going to be a whole hill, right? Great.
And they also with that
with
tears him.
What happened?
And all kindred of the earth
shall wail
because of him. He was so hallelujah.
Everybody's going to get to cry, right? We read in Isaiah last week that every knee gonna bow, right? And every tongue gonna confess. Oh, that news. Bring in that young lion from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. But the Makai Israel will see you worry by faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, young man, let me get a couple of precepts. I got to put this on the top part of the Saturday. I got just a precept to add on with the elder throne table. But we kind of look at Malachi 3:6 and Titus 1 verse 2. Malachi chapter 3:6 and Titus 1 verse 2.
Okay. Going over to the book of Malachi.
Yes, sir.
Picking up at chapter 3 verse 6.
Yeah.
We'll start over to Titus verses 1 and verse
6. Yes, in God. Yes, in God.
Okay.
It's very important to understand the top part of Seven Hill and laid it out so plain, and we want to just add on to what he added on because we know our ministry got to step forward and correct a lot of errors that have been taught. We know who the ministry will do it. Malachi 3:6, Titus 1, verse 2.
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6.
Yes.
Verse 6, read. For I am Yahweh.
Yes.
I change not.
I change not.
Therefore, you sons of Israel
yeah.
are not consumed.
Mm-hmm. So we don't change not. We change not. And look what we say in Titus 1, verse 2 there, number 1.
Okay. Book of Titus.
Yeah.
Chapter 1, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2, read.
Mm-hmm.
In hope of eternal life.
In hope of eternal life.
Which Yahweh it cannot lie.
Yes.
Promise before the world at the beginning.
So he's lying on how he coming. Now run to the 24th chapter, number 1. And let's see how that is he coming that we can read in Exodus 24, verse 15, 18, then kick back to verse 10.
All right.
And most DF Israel have me Numbers chapter 12, verse 5 and 10. And Mother Z had me Mark chapter 14, verse 16. And Mother E had me Psalms 104,
verse 3, now, rest my case, and over to, okay, going over to the book of Exodus, chapter 24, we'll pick it up at verse 15, we want verse 18, and we want to jump back to verse 10.
Excellent.
All right, we're going to the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse 15, read.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount.
And a cloud covered the mount.
Verse 18.
Right.
And Moses went into the midst of the cloud.
Yes.
And got him up into the mount.
Yes.
And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights.
Uh-huh. So Moses up in this cloud of 40 days and 40 nights. And what do you see in verse 10?
Verse 10. And they saw Yahweh of Israel.
Yahweh who?
Yahweh of Israel.
Mm.
And there was under his feet as it were a paved work of a sapphire stone.
So they saw him in the cloud. He stretched some big black things out of the cloud. He stretched some big black things out of the and he said, things well manicured.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all, see that there, brother.
Numbers chapter 12, verse 5 and verse 10.
Yes, and God.
Verse 5. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud.
And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud. You know, like your pillar, you can shake your pillar any way you want. You can mess around and you can make your pillow look like anything you want to look like. You can make the cloud look like anything you want to make it look like. If you would think it's a UFO or flying saucer, whatever. But remember when he came down in, you know, change. When he come down in, a cloud, wind.
And stood in the door of the temple.
Mm-hmm. Verse 10.
Verse 10. And the cloud departed from off the temple, and behold, Miriam became leprous.
And the cloud departed, not a flying saucer, not a UFO. The cloud, the same cloud you're looking at right now, from the cloud he's going to be working with. He ain't dripping them clouds and put his big black feet out from the wound you with. What you reading up, Mother Z? Over there in that 14. Verse 16. Let's listen to his own mouth, what he said.
Why? Chapter 14, verse 16. Verse 16. And his disciples went forth and came unto the city and found as he had said them.
Wait a minute. What's your reading? You read Mark 14, 16? Oh, do you read?
Yeah.
And then it's your own point. Read Mark 14:16. Mark 14:16. Make it you should read Mark 14:62. Sorry about that number, then. Make that Mark 14:62.
Right. Chapter 14:62.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 62. And Yahweh said, I am, and you shall see the Son of Man standing on the right hand of power.
Uh-huh. Hold on. He says, and Yahweh says, I am. Then he tells him, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power. Listen good. Come on,
sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the cloud of heaven.
Ain't that something? How's he coming, Moses?
In the cloud of heaven.
So there you go. That's how he said he come. You know, if you want eternal life, we say he ain't lying. He tell you how he coming. I'm coming in what?
In the cloud.
In what?
The cloud of heaven.
Now give me a book of Revelation 1:7 and put red on red in action, Moses. Revelation 1:7. So he tells you how he ain't coming. So if you want eternal life, all this talk about the UFOs and all this unidentified object and all that, forget all that. Y'all, I tell you plainly how he ain't coming. this is how he say he comes with the clouds of heaven. And you know the clouds is up there in heaven right now. 1:7 again. He'll always pull it out, but it sounds good, you'll hear it twice. Sound nice, you'll hear it twice. Yes, ma'am.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 7.
Behold,
he comes with clouds.
Wait a minute, how he coming?
With the clouds.
And what's going to happen?
And every eye shall see.
Well, that's good enough. And how many eyes going to see him?
Every eye.
Every eye going to see him. He comes with the clouds of heaven. That's how this man coming, with the clouds of heaven. Mother's name. Get him out of Psalms 104, verse 3. Listen good. What are you reading? Who doing what? What are you
doing? Who laid the beams of his chariot?
The chamber.
In the water.
In the water.
He made the clouds.
He made what?
The clouds.
What do you do? What do you do? What do you do?
Wow.
He makes the clouds a chariot. I told you, like a pillar, you can make what you want to make it. So that cloud you see, that's the chariot he coming in. And on that note, over to our young lion, Brother Young Don, the up and coming young teacher boy, the little junior, she was like, come on.
We got one.
All
right.
Hallelujah.
All right. Let's get Aaron and get a clap.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. We go the ball game rolling. You know, we've been doing some street teaching.
Us
getting out there trying to get Zuna on up in the mix. So what we're going to do is we're going to get Mother D to get some Luke chapter 12, verse 12 on the tag.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. And we believe that he'll teach you why. The righteous spirit teach you what to say at the very same hour. And while you're at it, Mother, give me verse 11 with that. What verse 11 says?
Luke chapter 12, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And when they bring you unto the temple,
mm-hmm,
and unto the magistrate,
mm-hmm,
and power, mm-hmm, take you no thought how or what things you shall answer,
mm-hmm,
or what you shall say.
Mm-hmm. Mother of Eve, look at Matthew 10, verse 19. Yes, ma'am. And Mother King, give me that John chapter 14, verse 26. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 19. I mean chapter 10, verse 19. Chapter 10, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they deliver
you up.
They
deliver you up. Take no thought
how or what
you shall speak, or it shall be
given
you in that same hour
you shall speak. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give it to us at that same hour what we should speak, right? You know, we're going to speak to you, we're going to that same hour, you know, we'll begin with the same. We also know it's time to be delivered up time. The thing is, he's going to bring you back what to say, right? So what do you say over there, Mother, what you reading over there in that book of St. John chapter 14, give me verse 26. And Mother D, give me St. John chapter 16, verse 13.
Verse St. John, chapter 14, verse 36, verse 36. But the comfort which gives the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
So we know it's a comfort, so I thank God came to you remember the spirit of truth, right? So what does the spirit of truth have to say over there, Mother E.F. Israel, traveling out to Jewish? What do you have to say over there, Steve Wood?
Chapter 16, verse
17.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How be it, when he, in spirit,
Jeremiah.
He will guide you to all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come.
He will show you some things to come. And let's go to somebody just came to my mind. He will show you some things to come, but something else came across my mind that that fire word just popped in my mind. I want to touch that real quick. Just add some on to what the elder had brought up. Let's go to let's go to Psalms chapter 104, verse 4. Read that out for me. It's something about that fire that popped in my mind before I go back to where I was going. Psalms 104, verse 4.
Who maketh his angels spirit, his ministers a flame.
He make his ministers a flame of fire, right? So what do you say about that fire in Jeremiah chapter 20? In fact, before you go there, go to chapter 5, Mother Lee. Let's swing over to the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 5. We're going to pick it up at verse
14.
Verse 14.
Therefore,
thus saith Yahweh, Yahweh, behold, I will make my word in your mouth fire, and this people do it, and
this shall be fire. 21. So you think he's going to make his word fire, right? Why is he going to make this word fire? Why? In that verse, why? Why, young lion?
You say why?
Yeah, why?
No,
stay with it. Why he's going to make this word fire in your mouth? Why?
You say why?
Yeah, why? Right there in that verse.
Right, he said he's going to make this word fire.
Why?
To devour the...
No. Why? Read it from the top again. Why?
Okay. You
have to have number one answer. Why?
Verse 14, read.
Listen to this.
Wherefore thus says Yahweh hope.
What?
Because you speak this word.
Stop right there. Why are you going to make it fire?
Because you speak this word.
Never forget that. That's why the word going to be fire in your mouth, because you do what?
Speak this word.
Because you speak this word. All right. Come on.
All right. We're going over to the book of Jeremiah. We're going to say the same book, Mother we'll go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, and pick it up at verse 29.
Yeah.
Same book, Mother E, we're going to 23, verse 29.
Probably before we happy getting the microphone, be happy to speak his word like fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not my word, like a
fire.
Mm.
And what it do?
And like a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks the rock.
Now, hold on a minute, young line. Now, he says, my word is like hammer. And then you read over there in that 5:14. What did you read again in 5:14?
Okay, going back over to Jeremiah.
Yeah, verse 14. You speak this word, right?
Right. Behold, I will make my word in your mouth fast.
Now, who's he talking about that we can read, young line, Jeremiah 51, 19 and 20, 22, 23. See, paint the picture. Jeremiah 51, pick up verse 19 down to verse 23, young line. Get in that microphone and bring it. That's the word here. Who he's talking about. He's going to make the words like fire in your mouth. Jeremiah 51, 19 to 23, bring it.
Go to Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 19 and 23.
Down to 23.
Down to 23. Listen. 19 read.
What?
The portion of Israel is not like them. For he is the form of all things. And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Yahuwah of hosts is his name. Verse 20. You are my battle weapon. In weapon of war. For with you will I break in pieces the nation. And with you will I destroy kingdoms.
With you. Who's you again?
Israel.
Verse
21. And with you, Israel, will I break in pieces the horse and his rider. And with you, Israel, will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. Verse 22. With you, Israel, also will I break in pieces man and woman.
Yes.
And with you, Israel, will I break in pieces old and young. And with you, will I break in pieces the young man and the maiden. Verse 23. I will also break in pieces with you, Israel, the shepherd.
We're going to get some preachers. We're going to get TDJ.
And his flock. And with you, Israel, will I break in pieces the husbandman. And his yoke of oxen. And with you, Israel, will I break in pieces captives and rulers.
You see that? You see our job? See, we know that it's going to be in our mouth like that. The one that doeth man's hand. So there it is. We're talking about Israel. Back in the young line.
Okay, now we could swing on over to let's go to Romans chapter 13. We're going to read verse 11 down to 14.
Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 14, verse 9. And that knowing the time that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation near than when we believe.
So he said now is, he said in verse 11, he says, in that knowing the time that now is the high time to awake about sleep. He said, where is this? It's sleep. He says, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. So we're dealing with the people that sleep. And he said his salvation is near. He said to those who believe. So I'm going to continue to read. We're going to deal with this sleep. In a second, we're going to read all this out.
Verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13.
So when they get a preach that we're telling about cast off this verse of darkness, that we can read, we'll pick that up at Matthew. Check the people in this darkness in Matthew chapter 26. Oh, I'm in the wrong book. Go to Acts chapter 26. We're going to go to verse 19, Mother E. The sign out what this darkness is that he's talking about. That we can read. Verse 18. Any, Mother E, Acts 26, verse 18. Verse 18, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And to turn him from darkness to light. Mm-hmm. And from the power of Satan unto God. So it's to turn you from the power of Satan. That darkness is Satan. We're trying to turn you away from the power of Satan into Yahweh. That's all we need right there, Mother. So that's our job, is to turn you from the power of Satan into Yahweh. Pick that back up where you left off that, Mother.
Romans 13, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Let us walk earnestly as in the day, not
mm-hmm.
in routing and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness,
mm-hmm.
not in strife and envy.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. But put on Yahweh's son
mm-hmm.
and make no provision for the flesh. Feel the lust thereof.
So he said, don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Mm-hmm. But remember, we're still dealing with some people that sleep. But he said, what did he say? Put on what? You read that part again, for everyone.
What? Put on Yahweh's
son. Mm-hmm.
And make no provision for the flesh.
So he said, let's see. Mm-hmm.
So when you put on the new man with the Yahweh the Son, what that mean, Mother Z? And 2 Corinthians, what, 5:17?
Yeah,
what do that mean, Mother? So what happened when you can't talk a good game? So when you put this new man and new woman on, what can we read in 5:17 of 2 Corinthians, Mother Z? What can we read about this new man or new woman you want to put on?
Therefore, if any man be in Yahweh the Son, he is a new creature.
Uh-huh.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
All things that became new because what have we did? Now, Mo, read your verse again in 1 Corinthians 15:31. What don't happen, Mo?
1 Corinthians 15:31.
Yeah, what don't happen? What happened, Mother? The old things being passed away, what got to happen for you? You got to what? Corinthians 15:31, you got to do what to have that old man, that old woman pass away?
Mm-hmm.
And new things, you got to do what? 15:31.
Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. I protest by you rejoicing which I have in Yahweh the Son, Yahweh Abba, Yahweh Adadeh.
We got to do what to put on the new man, new woman?
Adadeh.
You got Adadeh. Back to the young line.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear, Mother E, give me that James chapter 1, verse 18.
Of his own will, he got you up.
That's
the word of that we should be a kind of first fruit of his
And he said he could guide us with the word of truth. And we should be a kind of first fruit of his new creature. He got us with his word of truth. And word of truth, we can read about the truth in John 17:17, Mother Z.
Let me get in there and throw a precept with that one, Mother Z. Throw a precept with that one in James 4:4. Backed up with Mother E in 2:15-17. 1 John 2:15-17. Well, a precept with that.
James 4:4.
You got it.
Oh. The adultery and adultery. You adultery and adultery. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is empty with Yahweh. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahweh.
So that's why you died, David, because you a friend of the world. You're what? To who?
Yahweh.
Come on, Mother E, 1 John 2:15-17.
15:9 and verse 17.
And when he had 1 John, back of the book, chapter 2, verse 15-17. Back of the book, 1 John in the back of the book, chapter 2, 15-17. That Mother Eve.
Mother, go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17 down to 14.
And don't shout away from that microphone that must be up there, sir. You can't hop in that microphone.
We'll go to Ephesians chapter 5, read verse 7 down to 14. If you got somebody here that's asleep, you also got a salvation on the line. What do you say about this salvation of Mother Gia of Israel in Acts chapter 4, verse 12?
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
There was no other name given among man that we should be saved after some folk left. So what do you gotta say about his name over there in Psalms 116 verse 13, Mother G F Israel. You did Psalms 116 verse 13.
Psalms 116:13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahuwah.
Yeah. So he said, take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahuwah, right? Yeah. All right, let's see what happened over there in Psalms chapter 99. Let's pick it up there, verse 6, 9, and 2. He said, take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahuwah. And they say your salvation is near to come. We got done reading about. That means Yahuwah the Son is your salvation. And that's the name that's going to get you your salvation. That means that you know he never come. And what did they have to say over there in Psalms 99, verse 6, 9, and 2, Mother? Mother G.S. Israel.
Psalms 99.
Yeah, 6, 9, then drop back to 2.
Psalms 99, verse 6 to 9, and then verse
2. Let's get a good understanding about this name. Let's see what's going on with this name in Psalms 99, verse 6, 9, and 2.
Psalms 99, verse 6. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that called upon his name.
So Moses, Aaron, and Samuel, what they do?
Among them that call upon his name.
Continue to read.
They call upon Yahuwah. And he answered them.
So he answered them when he did what?
Called upon his name.
They called upon the name, and then he answered them.
Right.
Okay, continue to read.
Verse 9.
Verse 9.
Exalt Yahuwah, our Yahuwah.
So you gotta exalt Yahuwah, our Yahuwah. You gotta call upon his name. What else he say?
And worship at his righteous
heel. Worship at his righteous heel.
For Yahuwah, our
Yahuwah
is righteous.
So Yahuwah, our Yahuwah is righteous, and you gotta call upon his name. But what did he say in verse 2?
Verse 2. Yahuwah is great and
Yahuwah. So Yahuwah is great and well?
Yahuwah.
Continue to read.
And he is high above all the people.
So Yahuwah is, he lets you know that he's high above all the people, and he's great in Yahdah Judah. And so we already let you, he just let us know that you got to call upon the name if you want some salvation. You ain't got the name on board, there's no salvation for you. He just told you it's near to come, and we got a witness and some that Moses, Aaron, and Samuel, they called upon the name, and that's what he heard.
Book of Joel 2:27 and 32 of the Israel of Seed, right?
Let me see, can I run it down with you? You know, get a case of point about this one time. Let's go to the book of Job. Mother, you hold what you hold. I know we still got the Ephesians on the line. I just want to get a case of point about this one time. When he told me that, he said one time, that entity popped in my mind, like, be aware that one time. We'll go to the book of Job. We'll go to chapter 1. Let me see how I take a peek at it. Might slide over to, we'll go to chapter 1. We'll pick it up at, give me chapter 1 and give me verse 8. Give me 1, give me 8. And then we're going to drop down because we want to make sure we know who we want to send in the business through all this, through acting about this. So we're going to go to Job chapter 1. We're going to read verse 1, give me verse 8. And then we're going to swing down and we're going to pick it up at verse 15 and read down.
Yeah, the last 2 lines. You get drawn by 15 and 16 and 17, get the last 2 lines.
Hallelujah. Boy, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to Job. We're going to give you verse 1 and give you verse 8, 15, 16, and 17. The last 2 lines are 15, 16, and 17. Mother E, you on the clock. Yeah, we're going to chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 8. Yes, ma'am. Last 2 lines, though. What the last 2 lines? Yes, ma'am.
15, 16, and 17.
Okay.
So,
chapter 1, verse 1, verse 8,
15, 16,
and
17. And they're going to be allowed in verse 19, the last 2 lines.
There was a man in the land of God.
The man in the land of whose?
Whose name was Joseph.
Right.
And that man was perfect.
What he was, mother?
Perfect.
And what else?
And upright.
Mm-hmm.
And one that feared
Yahweh. So he is true evil. So he's one that ain't want nothing to do with no evil. He's a poison.
Mm,
what did he say?
As
I consider my servant, Joe. So Yahweh said to Satan, mm-hmm,
that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man.
Mm-hmm.
One that is Yahweh.
So, So we got another. So Yahweh let it be known Joe's position here. He's a perfect and upright man, and he's one that's true evil. But what does Satan say in verse 9? Mm-hmm.
And Satan answered to Yahweh and said, you still fear Yahweh, but now.
Mm-hmm. Verse 11.
But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face.
Mm-hmm. And what Yahweh says in verse 12.
Well, and Yahweh said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power.
So he said all that he has is in his power. He's all his possessions. Mm-hmm.
All
in
upon himself,
put
not forth thy hand.
So don't put your hand on. Don't take him out of here, Satan. Mm-hmm.
So Satan went forth from the presence of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happened? Now, watch Satan how he operates. What are you reading? Verse 15, we want the last 2 lines.
15, verse
15. Mm-hmm.
Last 2 lines.
Yes, ma'am. You can pick it up right there when he says, the servant.
Verse 13.
Yeah, pick it up right there when he says, matter of fact, just pick it up and it says, I own it.
It's
going to
burn in vain.
Yeah, that last line. Just give me that last line.
I only have a gate and not
to tell thee. Mm-hmm. And same way in verse 16.
And I only have a gate and not to
All right, 17.
The last two lines. And I only am escaped alone to tell me.
And verse 19. Yeah, read the whole verse in 19.
Verse 19. And behold, there came a great wind from the world. And
smoke.
And smoke the four corners of the house.
That's right.
And it fell upon the stone. And they were dead. I only have escaped the throne to tell me.
What's going on right here? You remember Yahuwah told Satan, he said you can touch anything he had. So Satan went on here, he can touch anything he had, but when he touched the things that he had, it was a servant that account, it was one servant, but every time something happened to Job, it came back and told Job, I only am the only one that's the bad to come back and tell the story. But we know Yahuwah, when Yahuwah operate, he operated according to Matthew chapter 19, verse 18, Mother Z, what did it say over there, Mother Z? Yeah, we're going to Matthew, give me chapter 18, give me verse 19.
Matthew, chapter
18,
verse 19. Verse 19. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree, on earth.
Now, how many got to be?
Two.
Yeah, verse 20.
Verse 20. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
So with Yahuwah, it's going to be two. It's going to always be two or more. In this case, the point of mistake, it was one person. One person came down and told him, but where's the witness there? It was only you that came and did some. Satan's operation is going to be one time. Yahuwah operation is going to be two or three witnesses. So when the guy tried to tell me something about, oh, yeah, we're going to get one time or Esau going to tell us his name. When he told me that, the first thing that popped my mind was that Satan tell me this fine. Because I already knew that Yahuwah is going to be two or three witnesses. And I already know from reading this book that the name is only going to come from Israel. We can't let no other nations tell us something and try to teach us something. Yahuwah let us know in Judges chapter 2, verse 2. What do you say over there about the day of Israel? Yeah, he said something in Judges chapter 2, verse 2.
Judges chapter
2. Yeah, what he said over there in the book of Judges chapter 2, verse 2, Mother D.F. is this word.
And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
We ain't obeyed the Father's voice. And that's why we got our brothers walking around here talking about Lord God, Jesus, Yahuwah, and everything else. But they came from another nation. Yahuwah already let us know, you haven't obeyed my voice and you're doing this.
But I got a precept on that. So when do you hear his voice? I mean, Yahuwah, hey, when do you hear his voice, Mother D of Israel? Get in that microphone and bring it out. In the 13th chapter. Now you didn't
hear
that. 13:27. So tell me, when do you hear Yahuwah's voice? Acts 13:27. When do you hear Yahuwah's voice, Mother Dear of Israel? When do you hear
Yahuwah's voice, Mother Dear of Israel? When? 13:27.
13:27. Acts 13:27.
Acts chapter
13, verse 27. For they that dwell in Yahdan and their rulers, because they knew him not,
mm-hmm.
nor yet the voice of the seers, which are read every Sabbath.
How many times?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath.
They have fulfilled them in the...
Somebody pick up Book of Acts, chapter 13, and verse 27. Pick it up for your mother, Jesus. Book of Acts, chapter 13, 27, read. For they that dwell in Yahdah Judah, in their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Saturday. They have fulfilled them in condemning him. We are wrong. The voice of the seers is read every Saturday. So let's go keep that back up, and we just want to make sure that we know about these voices. What's the voices he's talking about? And that's the voices of the seers. We got to get that word in every Sabbath day. So we'll be working with, we're going back over there to you, Mother Hardy. We're going back over there to that Ephesians chapter 5, verse 7 and 14. So find out about these ones that sleep. We'll go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 7 down to 14. Mother, yeah, we were in Ephesians 5, 7 down to 14. Mother G, give me Isaiah 42, 7. Mm-hmm. And Mother G, we're having Baruch, chapter 3, waiting on the verse 1. Matter of fact, we'll pick it up at verse 4, verse 8. Come on,
Mother.
Ephesians
chapter 5, verse 7 to 14.
Yes, ma'am.